It sometimes can be more difficult for a smoker to quit the habit if they're in chronic pain. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, a Syracuse University graduate student has won a federal grant to figure out a way to change that.
There can be a vicious circle when it comes to pain and smoking, according to SU grad student Emily Zale.
Smokers are more likely to develop chronic pain, and they may experience worse pain, have more disability that goes along with their pain. And then in turn, the pain may actually motivate continued smoking and actually be a barrier in quitting.
So Zale is leading a team of researchers that looks to break that circle. Because some smokers may not be aware of how smoking and nicotine can make their pain worse, she believes telling them can help convince them to quit. After that, there could be an intervention that recognizes that part of the problem for smokers is that during acute nicotine withdrawal, the pain for a quitter can get worse.
Before the quit attempt, maybe up the pain treatment in some way. We may need to up the dosage of nicotine replacement therapy, for example, to help stave off some of those physiological withdrawal symptoms that could increase their pain. So we're actually executing a programmatic line of research across multiple disciplines to examine each of these individual factors.
A National Institute of Health grant is paying for this research. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.